AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is in Japan, where he'll meet with new Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. She's the first woman to lead the country. Trade is expected to be a big topic, with Trump pushing allies to buy more American goods. Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese officials say they're closer to reaching a trade agreement. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping could finalize it when they meet in South Korea on Thursday. And Hamas continues to search for more hostage remains, as Trump sends a warning to the militant group.
Hamas says it's expanding the search for remains of hostages in Gaza with the help of Egypt and heavy equipment. About 13 bodies remain missing. Part of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire requires that return. President Trump warning he's watching very closely, but believes peace is holding.
I think it'll hold, yeah.
Do they believe it will?
Well, if it doesn't hold, I mean, if it does hold, that would be Hamas. Hamas will be not hard to take care of.
Trump also says security arrangements for Gaza are progressing.
It's working very well. It's all smooth. The U.S. doesn't have to get much involved.
One thing hindering the search for hostage remains in Gaza, the rubble. The U.N. says there's enough to fill up all of New York's Central Park, about 40 feet high. Meanwhile, late Saturday, Israel striking in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending the military's actions, saying they were targeting militants. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Melissa is threatening to cause catastrophic flooding in areas of the Northern Caribbean, including Haiti and Jamaica. Forecasters say it could become a Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds topping 157 miles per hour. And the U.S. Agriculture Department says no more federal food aid will go out starting November 1st. The department posted a notice on its website blaming the federal government shutdown. This is AP News. One of the most notable coaches in college football has been relieved of duty. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has the story.
The football book stops with me.
LSU has fired coach Brian Kelly during the fourth season of a 10-year contract worth about $100 million. The move comes on the heels of Saturday night's 49-25 loss to number 3 Texas A&M in Tiger Stadium, a second straight loss and third in four games for Kelly's 5-3 Tigers.
The guys are playing hard, and I know they were, and they prepared their tails off this week, and that's not happening. You know, that's a football issue.
Kelly went 34-14 with LSU, which did not qualify for the college football playoff during his first three seasons. Athletic Director Scott Woodward says the financial terms of Kelly's separation are still being negotiated. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.